Hi everybody, welcome to episode 2 of this season's Billingham Stars podcast in association with Ultimate Windows, and we're reviewing the opening weekend of the 2013-14 season doubleheader for your Billingham Stars, away to Solway Sharks and at home to the Telford Titans. And we also look ahead to the small matter of the Tyne-Tees derby. Whitley Warriors away on Sunday. All the interviews here, right here on your Billingham Stars podcast. Thanks for joining us. And after a long wait, the season finally underway last weekend, and it was a tough opening for your Stars. Made the trip across to Solway, the defending league and cup champions. Opening night at the Shark Tank. No pre-season games for the Stars. Solway had had 3 pre-season, but very even affair. Fantastic game. Picked up the tempo, you could argue, from where the Sharks and Stars left off last season. A great advert once again for National League ice hockey. Billingham ahead end of the first through Michael Elder. Solway struck back in the middle session, taking 2 goals to lead 2-1. James Moss then a fantastic individual effort to level it at 2 before Ian Bowie popped up 5 minutes from time to net what turned out to be the game winner. A late 5-on-3 power play for the Billingham Stars came to nothing, and Solway held out for a 3-2 victory. After the match, we spoke first to the Solway coach Martin Grubb and to Billingham's player coach Michael Bowman. Here's the thoughts of the two coaches. With the Sharks coach Martin Grubb, a 3-2 win, and it was quite a game to just get things going, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been anticipated as a bit of a big opener for both teams. It was always going to be a tough start for both teams. And I thought, if I'm honest, I thought the game was probably short on the quality we provided last year when we played each other, but I think it was still high in entertainment value for the supporters. Both coaches may be slightly disappointed at certain aspects of the game. I think Billingham will feel a bit aggrieved, maybe not to have certainly taken something for the game, but I think when it came to it, we killed really, really well at the end. We took a chance when Ian Bowie scored, and we're obviously delighted with the win and 2 points to start the season.
Billingham's first game of the season, Michael. I know the result didn't go our way, but I don't think you can be too disappointed with the team performance. Very exciting game to watch.
Yeah, the lads have worked really hard tonight, done everything I've asked of them, everything we've worked on. I think a few bounces of the difference, and the power play, we didn't really get that going, but we haven't had much time as a full team together to work on that, but I'm sure that'll come in time. But yeah, it was very pleasing from my, I know obviously the result didn't go our way, but very pleasing as a result. I think, I'm not sure a lot of people were expecting it to be that close, if I'm honest.
No, two very well taken goals, Michael Elders and James Moss, and very close to the end there, we all thought James would put another one away. We thought he was going to tie it. Very edge of the seat stuff.
Yeah, their line played excellent with Cal. We did think about splitting them up, but it was a bad idea. So I think they'll be staying together as long as we can keep them together, because they play really well.
There was a little bit of swapping and rotating on D. Were you still not 100% on your defensive pairings?
We had 5 senior D tonight. We've got Dave Thomas when he's not working, and Marty Davies and young Matty Campbell to go in, but I think in a big game like this, not sure Matty's quite ready for that, to step onto that stage. But tomorrow's a different night. We'll have Marty and Matty, so we will roll. But it was just because the numbers we had was, we didn't stick with the same pairings all the time.
First game of the season, so we've already had three pre-season games. I don't think anyone would have anticipated the result as close as that. How are the legs? How are the lads holding up?
I had them forcing hard, and I did in the back of my mind think that we might have to change it and go a bit more passive, but they seem to work hard and keep going right to the end. I was pleased with the fitness. Hopefully more matches, more match fitness, that's what we need, more matches.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, cheers.
The name to choose above them all, the name that really stands out tall, the name that everybody knows, Old Town.
Ultimate Windows.
At Ultimate Windows, we've been giving our customers the highest quality windows and the utmost levels of care since 1988. Find out why so many people have chosen us above everyone else. Get your new windows, doors, or conservatory the ultimate way. See ultimatewindows.co.uk.
Ultimate Windows. Ultimate Windows.
Less than 24 hours later, and the Ultimate Windows Billingham Stars had their own home opener at the Forum Ice Arena. Telford Titans, the visitors, match had to be delayed by half an hour. Telford's team contains a lot of under-18s, and they actually played in Sheffield on Sunday afternoon. So face-off delayed to 7 p.m. to accommodate the under-18s travelling up from Sheffield, but it was still a very short bench Telford team. And Billingham showed no mercy at all, firing in 96 shots on goal, en route to a 15-1 final win. Five goals, six goals, and four goals in the period. Stats all over the place. Just an amazing stats night. 42 shots in the middle period alone, 96 shots in total. Mark Watson in the Billingham net, 16 shots. 15 saves at the other end. Michael Bowman, 3 goals. Andy Finn, 4 assists. Andy Munro scored a goal. Gary Dow scored a goal. Callum West scored 2. Jack Davies scored. Jack Emerson scored. It was fantastic for the Stars running their full bench and putting the memories of Saturday night behind them. After the game, we retired to the Patrice Lefebvre Media Suite. And we caught up, first of all, with the Stars' general manager, Alan Flavell, and finally, how pleased he was to get the season underway.
Definitely. I mean, Telford came, yeah, they were weak, but they never got a fight, to be fair, and but it was good. So many of our lads to get on the score sheet tonight. A lot of the younger junior players got plenty of ice time, and, you know, Callum West got man of the match there, got 2 nice goals, so it was good to blood all the players in right the way through the game, yeah.
And first game, to say, fairly full stand.
I was impressed with the crowd tonight. I don't know whether they let a pace or help that at all, but we just seemed to get a steady flow from about 6 o'clock. So, yeah, it was good to see so many in the crowd.
And finally, did we get the thing up and running after the summer?
Yeah, it seems like we've had a good break this year. We're a little bit longer layoff than normal, I think, but it was good to get back to regular playing. We didn't have any pre-season friendlies, which I think might have hurt us a little bit in yesterday's Solway performance, but, you know, we'll see how to catch up, and we've got a good squad together this year, so I think we'll do okay.
And just in the league champions last night, a local derby next Sunday.
Yeah, it's sure to be a fiery game over Whitley Bay with our coach from last season, Mr. Leach, back at the Hillhead. So, yeah, it's sure to be a fiery encounter, and well, looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be a good game. I think it'll be close.
Well, thanks for your time. We'll catch you next week.
Okay, cheers.
Making his home debut on Sunday night, having opened his Billingham goal scoring account as well, we managed to speak to a recent signing, Andy Munro. Put in a fine performance over the weekend on the Stars' blue line. And a belated welcome to Billingham for Andy Munro.
Thanks very much. It's been really good. Good group of guys, and it's good to get the season up and rolling. And I think we should do pretty well this season, so good signs are good.
And the first couple of games of the weekend, obviously a tough loss on Saturday. Chance to bounce back tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Solway, they're a good team. They skated really well. I thought, for the first game of the season, I thought we did pretty well. You know, it was tight, took to the end, thought it could have gone either way, to be honest, but, you know, we'll be back, we'll be stronger, and we'll, you know, take to them next time and hopefully come back with 2 points.
And it was good tonight to get, obviously, get full run of the bench, get everybody lots of ice time, and even the odd defenceman nip up with a little goal there.
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, they came short benched, obviously, and, you know, they skated hard again, so all credit to them for that. You know, we got to give some of the guys maybe don't get so much ice time all the rest of the time on the ice and get them a good skate, and it was, you know, a good try to keep us doing all the good things, which we've got to take into next weekend. Tough game, I think, in Whitley Sunday, so, you know, hopefully we can go in that game, round to go, and, you know, see what happens over there.
How would you, for the Billingham fans, obviously haven't followed the EPL, how would you describe the style that you play? How would you describe yourself as a player?
As a player, so in the EPL, I've been predominantly a defensive defenceman. you know, chipping the odd goal here and there, but nothing too much. So it'll be interesting to see how I adapt to the league and, you know, maybe step up a bit more and hopefully put a few more points on the board. And so we'll see how it goes, I guess.
First impressions of the National League, obviously it is a step down, but it's personally, I think it's a vastly underrated league.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's no of the EPL level teams out here, so there's quite a few really good players, you know, like the likes of Wally and Richie Thornton, you know, Bowie playing in this level, and you know, Solway have got a few good guys, and Whitley, I think Sutton are meant to be pretty strong as well, so I think it should be a really competitive league, you know, it'll be a fun league to play in, and, you know, we've got to come every night, can't take any results for granted, and we'll see how it goes.
Well done on tonight, we'll catch up later in the year.
Right, cheers.
Brilliant, thank you.
So just the one game to look forward to this weekend. And it's a small matter of the Tyne Tees Derby at Hillheads on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Whitley Warriors rejuvenated in the summer. Obviously recruited Simon Leach into their coaching position. Ross Hanlon in the lineup. Conversely, Gary Dowd, Anthony Price coming back down to Teesside and icing for the Stars. And plenty of movement between the two teams. Two teams know each other very well, and a big turnout expected for the first derby of the season. Face off at 5 o'clock, and a big travelling contingent of Billingham fans making the trip. The supporters club have a full coach, fantastic value as we speak, a handful of seats are left, so if you contact a member of the supporters club, seats are £5 for supporters club members, £7 for non-members. As I say, this is 9 o'clock on Thursday night. A handful of seats remain on the coach. It will sell out before Sunday, no fear of that. And travelling in great numbers to support the Stars on the road. Before the action got underway, we did have a chance to speak with player coach Richie Thornton to ask him what he thought about playing a derby so early in the season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one particularly. I'm looking forward to seeing Simon and, you know, the rest of the gang. But yeah, obviously I've been on that team and Simon's been with our team, so there's some rivalry and banter going backwards and forwards already about that match, so I'm sure it'll be a lot more exciting than last season's derbies.
Well, we'll let you get on with the session tonight. All the very best for the weekend, and we'll catch up with you then.
Cheers, Greg.
Thank you.
So that's it for this first in-season episode of the podcast this year. We'll be back after the Derby game on Sunday with the reaction to that one and looking ahead to another doubleheader, Sheffield and Manchester, the two opponents, the following week for your Billingham Stars. Sunday the 22nd in your diary, that's the next home game at the Forum Ice Arena against Manchester. 6:30 face-off, we look forward to seeing you then. If you're at Hillheads, we'll see you there. But for now, from the Billingham Stars podcast, thanks for listening. See you soon.